I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The first time in my life over the weekend, I did not tip after going to a Starbucks.
Really?
And I think I was right. But the tip guilt was real.
Yeah.
So I'm in New York City, walk into a Starbucks. All I need is a water, which I pull out
by myself.
Excuse me. Go to the counter. He rings me up for my water. And then it asks me, because I only had a credit card on me, do I want to give 15, 20%? This dude didn't do anything.
He stood there.
Uh-huh. Pressed a button or two.
And he probably stocked it. So I did have that thought. But I thought, no, absolutely not. But I did have tremendous guilt about it.
You're still talking about
like
it.
Like not leaving anything at all, right? It was water and he did nothing, right? So Kristen and Bart, her husband Bart, have been going in this back and forth. Should they tip? Should they not have tipped the Lyft driver?
Yes. I was on my way back from the airport heading home early in the morning. I had landed at 7:30 a.m. and I'm like, perfect. I can listen to my favorite morning radio show on my way home. So I asked my Lyft driver if she would kindly put on the radio.
You looking for Bobby Bones?
No, I was looking for the Breakfast Club. I was looking for the Breakfast Club, actually. So I asked her to turn the radio on. She goes, it is on. I thought she had some playlist on, but sure enough, radio. And I'm like, oh, great. I go, can you please put it on Q99.7? And that's the station in Atlanta that we're on. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, no, I have to listen to my station and my show. And I was like, huh, well, if it's going to make her drive better and drive safer, then so be it. She can listen. So I'm not going to lie. I was a little taken aback because in all my years doing ride shares, nobody had ever refused to, you know, put it on the station or whatever I was looking for. So I took my phone out. We have a Bird Show app. I pulled up the Bird Show app and I live streamed and was able to listen. She listened to her station. I listened to my station and we got home. I found it so amusing that I told my husband and he immediately was like, you can't tip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, was it that much of an infraction that I don't tip? But she was there to offer a service and technically she didn't fulfill that service as I was a customer, made a request. So I still wanted to tip. He said no. We turned this into a couples court. And it was unanimous in studio. I am not to tip.
But you would not take that as Bible. So you went to Twitter poll, right?
We asked the Bird Show listeners to go to thebirdshow.com. And there was a poll posted and they could vote. And so ultimately, our Bird Show fam is going to determine whether or not I tip my Lyft driver. And it's still sitting there. The notification is still sitting there for me to tip.
All right, Cassie, you got the results here?
Yes. The options were should the driver get a tip? The options were yes or no. Bad service doesn't get a tip. Kristen, what we love about you is your big, golden, kind, caring heart.
Uh-huh.
And 88% of listeners spoke out in support. of your husband and his cold black shriveled heart. Yeah. No tip. Yeah.
Let's get Bart on to celebrate this. Mm-hmm. This feels good as a husband. Hey, Bart.
Hey, guys.
I mean, duh, right?
Hey, are we playing the Queen, We Are the Champions music again?
I mean, 88%. I think in every Twitter poll we have ever done, this has never been this overwhelming.
Like I say, it's the burden of being right.
I don't know if I can do it.
Now, she did add a little context to it off the air, which made me get lukewarm about my answer. That the Lyft driver was listening to a gospel station.
Oh.
So the Lyft driver chose Jesus over us, which might change my answer.
To definitely don't tip and give her no stars?
Give her a tip.
She chose, change things a little bit.
Does it?
Yes.
It does, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
She's a P1 of God.
You can't be mad at that.
You can't be mad at that. No.
The song is Jesus Take the Wheel, not Jesus Take the Radio.
All right, babe. Congratulations. You won. I will not tip. I love you. Until Jimmy, Mama says hi.
Hey, you say bye, Mama?
Bye, Mama.
Now I might cry.
That was actually Bart doing Jimmy's voice. They're very, very talented.
That's what Jesus sounds like.
I see you later,
so
dude.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Kristen. I mean, seriously, it really was like any other service that you would have asked for in that lift. Had she turned you down, you would have said, absolutely not. I'm not tipping. So why this one?
All right. I don't know. I just feel, I don't know. I feel bad. Even though it was 90 degrees outside and she had the freaking heat on in the car. I got in the car. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and it's already sticky, balmy, hot outside.
Oh, no.
And I get in and she had the heat on.
Yeah. But she was listening to the gospel.
Yeah. She was thinking about heaven while y'all were in hell.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so it is always nice, or the goal, I think, for any video that The Bird Show puts out on TikTok or YouTube. I mean, you kind of hope that it's going to go viral, right? More often than not, it does not happen, right? However, our intern Mikey has gone viral based on his songs on The Bird Show.
How do you feel, Mikey, now that you're a viral sensation?
My inbox is MILF City. I got like 100 followers. They're all over 40.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more excited.
Go get them, buddy.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So if you weren't listening the other day, we brought intern Mikey in here when it was revealed from our other interns that Mikey has a SoundCloud. Do you call them channels?
I don't know.
Or just say a SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
It's just SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's just SoundCloud.
And dude has 55 songs on it, mostly that he cut when you were like 15 or 16 years old, right?
That's right.
So when we were talking to Mikey about it the other day, he played a couple of cuts for us, or I should say we played a couple of cuts for him.
By talking, when you mean when we ambushed Mikey and played his songs.
Yeah, let's be very clear about this.
And there was one song that was so catchy.
Just resonated with people's hearts.
That at least a couple of days ago when Cassie reported back, it was at like 335,000 views.
What? It's more than that now. It's 413,000 views.
It's maddening.
And it's a couple of your songs mashed up, and people love it. Love them. And to give you some perspective, people have listened to that video, when you add up all the people who have watched it, to a total of 2,623 hours, which is 109 consecutive consistent days of listening to your SoundCloud
music.
What
is wrong with people? What's wrong with them?
It's a daily question.
It's infuriating. For a show that meets twice a week, try to come up with these unique ideas that will go viral. More often than not, we fail. This song goes viral.
Go, oh, you shoot me. How many rice is in a bowl of rice? How many rice is in a bowl of rice? Less than 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height. I'm staring down the sights, taking out any motherfucker who can't recite the Bill of Rights. Cause in my world, it's bite for bite. Almost like
410,000.
Here's the other ones.
Pizza, wings, chicken, fingers. Don't touch me with your wiener. Stay away from my finger.
I don't want that ish to linger. I ain't messing around. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. Put up your wiener. I ain't around. Put up your wiener. Or else I'll be the one that's a sinner. I'll cut it off and stick it in the fridge.
The Bird Show's Doja Cat.
Yes, sir.
410,000.
On TikTok, someone made a really cool animation for that song. That's the only good thing to come out of this. Yeah.
I would be scared to watch that. A wiener in a fridge animated on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Some of the comments, because I went through the comment section bracing, because, you know, the internet's not a nice place, but here are the best comments. Can't wait to see Put Away Your Wiener become the song of the summer. It's honestly a bop. I have no idea who these people are, but I know Mikey is a legend. Lil Dicky has competition. He's another rapper.
Okay.
Someone else said Wiener song sounds like a Young Gravy song. Dude is a legend. All of these slap. Put this on Spotify, I'll deadass put every song on my playlist. A certified hood classic.
What?
Yep.
Mo would like a word.
Who is this king? In all caps. You are the only valid SoundCloud rapper, in my opinion. And then someone did say, someone do a wellness check on this kid.
Can I say my favorite comment was a guy said, does my wife already know this song? She sings it all day.
Catch me around the town singing, how many rice is in the bowl? And then someone else said, he better not be an intern anymore. More, my boy better be salary.
Serious. All right, more deep cuts from the 55 cuts that intern Mikey has on SoundCloud.
This is called Walking Down the Street.
Wait, one more time. Can I say this is first takes? I got to make that clear. This is not pre-written.
Yeah, this is too late, Mikey. Nah. Yeah.
This isn't the polished version. This is
not
a one
the polished
take,
version.
Which is real talent.
I was walking down the street and I was eating on a pizza. Then I slipped on a banana peel. It didn't feel too good. So I took my sock off and all I could see was a bunch of blood and a little bit of wood. I said, what the fuck is going on here? So I went to the hospital. They said, hey, dude, you can't come in here. You just got some wood on your toe. I said, man, it really hurts. He said, look in this room, son. There's a guy with a chainsaw going through his brain and a guy that got shot by a gun. I said, what the fuck does that matter to me? I gotta get some CBD or some THC for this cut. He said, man, you better get your nick up out of my office before I get the cops and call them. Then I went home and I smoked some little bit of dope.
You're killing me.
Wait. Did you do a song about a splinter?
Yeah, that was my splinter song.
Wait. He not only does regular rap songs, he brings the Christmas spirit.
No.
Okay.
Motherfucker talking ish, you know I hear it. They don't know nothing about my Christmas spirit. Motherfucker chill, I'll knock you in your jaw. Not spill one drop of eggnog. Ooh, lay a wreath up so I can know what door I will kick down, bro. Come in your house and lay in your bed and eat all your chips, man. Wait, I came back again. I heard all that ish you've been talking. Now I'm getting pissed off, friend. You're gonna make me sin again. Leave me the hell alone. Get all your dish out my home. I'm getting tired and mad. Leave me alone and get out of here, Brad.
The legend grows.
Okay. So many people were asking for your SoundCloud link. I don't know what this show is. I promise to watch it if Mikey makes more beats. I have a crush on him. Maybe. I hope Mikey knows the girlies love him more. And then Laura says, I found my new favorite rapper.
But weren't you so embarrassed you removed all the songs from your SoundCloud?
I did that previous to yesterday's show. And then I had to put them back on.
Yeah, you did.
For work purposes. My boss told me to.
No, not for work purposes. For your fans, Mikey.
Yes.
For
give them
fans.
What they They're want, Mikey. Give them what they want.
They don't know what they want.
Entertainment Buzz coming up next.
Oh, my God.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Just a quick content warning. I'm going to be talking about the Kevin Spacey trial, which deals with sexual assault. So if you find that triggering, just, you know, maybe step out for a second. But Kevin Spacey is free of 9 sexual assault charges. Yesterday, on his 64th birthday, tears were rolling down his cheeks as the final not guilty verdict was read in London. So sexual abuse allegations came out in 2017, and he's been without work since. 3 men have accused him of aggressively grabbing their crotches, and a 4th said that he woke up to Kevin Spacey performing oral sex on him after falling asleep or passing out. Spacey has chalked this up to being, quote, a big flirt who had consensual flings with men, and said that the only thing that he is guilty of is occasionally accidentally touching a man's groin while, you know, trying to make a pass at him. There are some interesting testimonies. He testified for himself, and even Elton John and his husband testified. His defense lawyer said that 3 of the men were liars and that all of this was reimagined with a sinister spin, and accused them of hopping on the hashtag MeToo bandwagon.
Yeah, I was impressed isn't the right word, but the fact that Elton John was a character witness for Kevin Spacey.
But you're really going out on a limb for a man who was canceled for such serious allegations. So it's a huge trial, and now it's come to an end. Okay, we have some more sad news from Hollywood. Irish singer Sinead O'Connor is dead at the age of 56. This is about a year after her son passed away from suicide. Again, we're going to be talking about mental health issues and suicide. Really heartbreaking. She's been really open about her mental health struggles. She's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and actually even attempted suicide on her 33rd birthday. Really seems like she struggled with the fame. So it's really sad. So, I mean, she's been really struggling with her mental health. And then obviously, like, you lose a child to suicide. And I can't even fathom, like, the heartbreak that comes with that. But what I thought was really interesting, because, you know, she's a little bit before my generation, haven't heard much from her, but she actually wanted to get back into the music industry. She posted on Facebook on July 11th that she'd moved back to London and was finishing up an album and planned a tour towards the end of next year. She's still got 3 kids out there, Jake, I don't know how to pronounce this, Royson and Yeshua.
Super, super sad. I don't even know what to say about him. I was shocked when I saw the headline yesterday.
I gasped,
but then when I read some just her struggles. I mean, this has been a tough life, man. Really, really tough life.
And we have no cause of death yet, correct?
No cause of death. It's really heartbreaking. But on a little bit of a lighter note, Travis Kelce, he is a little bummed that Taylor Swift didn't want to have a chat with him after his Eras Tour concert. So in a recent podcast clip from his podcast, New Heights, he talked with his brother about planning to give her his number, but he couldn't.
I think he's joking.
I hope he's joking.
Yeah, I think he's joking.
Is he that entitled?
Yeah, I think he's joking.
He's joking.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because, you know, as an NFL player, and was he the Kelce that won a Super Bowl?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
A couple.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he might be a little entitled.
I think so.
I don't think that. I think that was trying to be masked as a joke, but I genuinely think he thought because of who he is, he'd get to meet her and give her his digits, and he didn't, and he's going to say something about it and trying to make her look bad because she wouldn't meet with him. I'm not a fan of that at all.
And she's an Eagles fan. What you thought was about that?
Is she?
That's what he just said?
I don't know about all that.
She's from Philly, so she's an Eagles fan.
Oh, she is?
Fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
She has a song with it.
Okay.
You can't, Abby knows all.
I know.
Don't come for me. One of the most controversial court cases in Hollywood is coming out with a documentary. I'll play you the trailer on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I think my boyfriend is gay, says the email. That's how it leads right there. She wants some advice. Look, if you've got something going on in your life, you want to share it with Burt Show fam, maybe get you some advice, hit us up at theburtshow.com.
So I need some advice. I think my boyfriend is gay. First off, I have nothing against anyone that's gay. I actually support it. Second, I live in a different state, and I've been listening to your show since my 20s. I'm almost 43, so I'm saying I'm a huge fan. I've been with my fiance for almost a decade. Still no marriage. Anywho, he admitted to me in our first couple of years of our so-called engagement that he had relations with a man several years prior to him and I even knowing each other. The only reason he admitted this to me was because when he announced on his Facebook account that he was engaged, some random guy whom I'd never heard my fiance ever mention left him a message on Facebook Messenger and said, "Hi, doll, I miss you." I was allowed access to his phone at the time So I asked my fiance about this guy, calling him a doll.
Yeah, it's not often that one guy will refer to another guy as doll. I text Mo yesterday. I didn't say, hey, doll, how you feeling today?
I don't believe you did.
It's never too late to start.
In fact, there were no words at all. There were just a couple of emojis.
It really was. It took me 10 minutes to figure out what you were asking.
My fiance admitted to me that it was a quick fling and that I had nothing to worry about. I quickly let it go as something he tried but didn't like. Well, here I am, almost a decade later, still in the fiancé mode. Lately, as in the last year, he leaves my apartment. He lives with his mom, by the way, and goes to a guy's house whom he says doesn't hang out with women. He says this gentleman likes to wrestle with him.
Huh?
And then he told me that he meant to say arm wrestle.
No, he didn't.
When's the last time you hung out with like your dudes and you guys arm wrestled?
Arm wrestled?
I was probably 13.
Okay. Yeah, been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
Been a while.
All right, just checking.
And even longer since I wrestled with them.
Like as in never.
Right.
I'm just surprised we have this letter. She's been with him 10 years and she has just now mentioned that he lives with his mom. But that's not a problem here. I caught him about 4 years ago talking with a man at a bar who bought him a drink. I was alone by myself on a patio trying to find him. What should I do? I've tried to make this man happy. I've loved him to the very depths of my soul. But he's full of drama and he's lied to me about the men in his life. To reiterate, I am all for any types of love. But I've spent almost a decade with someone who used to let me see their phone until now. Someone who won't even let me touch his phone, let alone his D,
ooh,
for 2 years.
Okay, Dad. Yeah, we got problems. Now we got problems.
There's a lot of information in just the last paragraph of this. What should I do? Sincerely, the fake fiance.
Come on. You know what to do. You know what's going on. You guys haven't done it in 2 years?
She hasn't even touched it in 2 years.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oof. That's more than enough information to at least pull out all the stops and have a serious conversation with this man about what's really going on.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly is super uncomfortable with what appears to be an attraction to men, right? And we got a lot of circumstantial evidence going on here. For us, it seems clear as day. But I don't know how you feel about it, but if you're open to being in a marriage with a dude that can also date dudes, then I would tell him that. If you're not for that whatsoever, I think you got some decisions to make.
And because he was forthcoming and he told her he had had a relationship with a man prior to even knowing her, I feel at this point you both need to sit down and you need to be like, how do you identify? Because maybe he's gay, maybe he's bisexual, maybe he is somewhere else on the spectrum. So you need to have that open conversation. And you need to, and again, I don't think you're going to get anything about being accusatory, but be like, you're doing X, Y, Z. We haven't had relations in 2 years. You no longer let me see your phone. There's these other men. I can't sit here and wait for a man to marry me that I think is interested in men.
At some point, it's insulting. Like, I mean, there's so much clear evidence here that when you deny it over and over and over again, it's like you're almost like insulting my intelligence. Just be honest with me. But the second part of this, I do have some compassion for here. She's been with this dude for a decade. That's a lot of time invested. Mm-hmm. So she wants to hold on with everything she has. But
you can't stay with somebody because you don't want to look at those 10 years as wasted time.
No, that's not what I'm inferring, but I'm understanding her desire to try to work around this.
Well, it's hard to walk away from someone that you've been with for 10 years, but this relationship is clearly not serving either of you. You clearly want to be married. And if you haven't even been remotely intimate in 2 years, he clearly is looking for something else. Maybe it's another woman. Maybe it's another guy. Either way, I know that you're okay with it, but I think it's time to talk about it.
Lay it all out on the table.
For sure. Especially before you get married. You haven't touched that thing in 2 years. Y'all got problems.
I make sure it's still there.
The best times.
You could have been a little nicer about that.
That's the truth. 2 years? He's rubbing on something.
The Bird Show.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Call my musical palette basic, if you will. That's fine. I really like Black Eyed Peas.
There's nothing wrong with that. You've been playing them all morning long, and I said, like, it's music that it takes you back to, like, your younger years and brings back fond memories.
This is real basic. I mean, they got one speed. It's a fun speed, but it's one speed, uh-huh. Right? But I do like their music. So when we had the opportunity to talk to Will.i.am, which we did yesterday from Black Eyed Peas, I was super excited. And we get into this in the interview that he gave me one of my best concert memories ever. But not that it really matters. And we edited it out of the conversation that we had with him. I don't know that it even matters, but I got the sense that after Kristen asked a question of him, he was so elusive about it that it makes me think like they were never really in the studio together recently for this song.
He and Brittany weren't in the studio together for Your Business?
Right. Did you get that sense?
Well, yeah, because you asked him and he just kind of danced around the question.
I think you asked the same thing, didn't you? Or no, you asked about the promoting of it.
Yes.
So Kristen asked if he was upset at Brittany because this should be a huge song. I mean, Britney doing anything right now should be huge, right? And Will.i.am is everywhere. I mean, if you're on The Bird Show, you've done a million interviews. So he's promoting it everywhere. I saw him on TMZ, and she hasn't done really anything. So you kind of asked him about that.
Yeah, I didn't. I found a way not to ask him if he was upset, but kind of crafted the question into seeing if he would give us anything as to, does it bother you that she hasn't promoted the single at all? Because the girl's active on Insta, but she has not posted one thing about Mind Your Business.
I had actually thought that he was throwing a little bit of shade when he responded because he kind of alluded to the song title, which is Mind Your Business, which can be kind of saucy. And so I kind of felt like when you asked that, he was telling you, mind your business. Doesn't matter, does it?
I didn't pick up on that.
I didn't pick up on that either.
He was very, very nice. And also, I asked him because he's gone in studio a couple of different times with Britney. Like, if she just picked up the phone one day and just said, hey, Will.i.am, I want to be part of Black Eyed Peas, would you let her in? And he had a very interesting answer. Will.i.am, joining The Bird Show.
What's up, y'all? This is Will.i.am. Check it out. Oh, my God.
It's The Bird Show. Will.i.am has a brand new song out with Britney. Will.i.am joining The Bird Show.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How you doing today?
Chilling, taking it light.
Hey, the first thing I'm going to do, Will.i.am, honestly, is I'm going to kiss your ass. Okay. Because I got to be honest with you, gave me one of the greatest concert experiences of my life. And it was about 20 years ago, and I was in Rio de Janeiro. I didn't even know the Black Eyed Peas were there. It was on New Year's Eve.
Shut up.
You guys played on the beach. Yes, on the beach.
Yeah, it was like almost too much. 1,500,000 people were there.
There was over 1,000,000 people on the beach on Copacabana Beach. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
You obviously remember that performance,
yeah,
Will.i.am.
Yeah, that was the first time we pulled up to the stage in an ambulance because that's the only thing that could cut through the crowd.
It was so thick, it took us like half an hour just to walk to the beach. And the excitement and the energy in the air and to see 1,000,000 people rock into Black Eyed Peas from where I was standing was electric. It must have been amazing for you.
Man, that's when I came back home. I'm like, Ma! Still to this day, I'm like, 1,500,000 people?
That many people. Is there, like, I'm sure is an incredible feeling, but is it a little bit scary? That's a lot of freaking people.
The only thing that's scary is if something were to go wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, everybody was so drunk and high that if something went wrong that night, nobody would have known it. None.
All right, Will.i.am, you have Mind Your Business out now, the single that you have done with Britney Spears. You and Britney have been sitting on this single for a decade. Why release it now?
Okay, now imagine you came to my vineyard and you were like, yo, I want some wine.
Yeah.
I can't give you a grape and then you have wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to sit around for a while. And the longer it sits, the better the outcome. At least that's what I tell myself.
That's what you tell yourself.
But not everything is supposed to be instant. It's supposed to come out when it's ready. And I feel right now, given the time where she's at, this subject was ready. It wasn't ready 2 years ago. It wasn't ready 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready now. Right now is the perfect time for that subject. And we talked about back in 2013, we would have like these writing sessions. In the writing sessions, I was like, we came up with a cool little different way to approach songwriting. And I was like, hey, let's have these discussions, these deep discussions on different subjects. I'll interview you. And we just open up, have an open heart, open discussion, the freedom of expression. And I'll jot down quotes. And one of those sessions, one of the subjects was privacy and the price of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And Mind Your Business came from that session. I still remember it in my notes. I typed in Britney, and here it is, March 20th, 2013.
Dang.
In my notes on my phone, there's like all these notes that I have from our discussion and our lunch. And this subject was one of them. One of the things she said that turned into lyrics were, paparazzi, I feel every time they shoot me, there's a price on my picture. And so when I go to the supermarket or when I go to these places, I have to think about that. Most people, they just got the freedom to go to the supermarket, go to any aisle they want to without having to worry about it. I can't do those things. And so I was like, wow. So that came up with, paparazzi shot me, I am the economy. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. So yeah, I was so happy the song is out. Thank you, Britney. Thank you, everybody that worked so hard to get this out. The needed subject, not only for people that are famous or that are popular, just everyday people that are on social media, their privacy is infringed upon.
Just one more quick question about Mind Your Business. When it comes to a successful single launch, I assume like there's a marketing and publicity plan, especially for social media. And I haven't seen Britney post anything yet. And I didn't know if that was intentional because of the name of the song.
In this case, the song title is what we are governed by. And some people, especially when they're going through a lot, you know, people have life. She launched a book.
Yeah.
She went through something horrific. And social media and space and a breath is what a person needs. Who's to say that your social media is supposed to be on all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have the right to turn it off. Every time, every moment, she's supposed to be on 24/7. So yeah, she turned off her Instagram. Not the first time she's done that. People should have their space to turn off and turn on when they want.
Sure. If Britney came to you tomorrow after you guys have worked together a couple of different times, if she came to you tomorrow and she's like, hey, Will.i.am, I want to be a member of the Black Eyed Peas. Would you consider it?
The Black Eyed Peas is like a family, whether it's Macy Gray, Kim Hill, Estero, Fergie, Jay Ray, so Nicole Scherzinger, Shakira. It's a family of an open realm to collaborate and express. And its core members, me, Tab, and Apple, have built an environment where we can collaborate, do any type of form of music, samba infused, rock infused, you know, dance, hip hop, jazz, like whatever we want to do. Hey, let's express. So to answer your question, Hell yeah.
Well, I am joined in the Bird Show.
All right, so can you tell us a little bit about the tour and the Elevation album, please?
Yeah, so we're on tour in Europe, which is like, hey, guys, you guys want to do a European summer vacation and get paid and play some songs that you want to hear?
Duh.
They're like, yeah, sounds fun. Wait, what countries are we going to do our summer break vacation this year? Oh, man, this time we're going to Malta again. We go to Budapest. We go to Italy. We go to Turkey. We go to Hungary. It's crazy to say Turkey and Hungary back and forth. And then the weekends we usually have kind of off, but this weekend I have off, and I go to Google Camp, which is like this AI-focused camp where you just knowledge up on all things tomorrow.
Huh.
Dang, wild.
And Google Camp is in Sicily.
So what do you do, like arts and crafts? And you guys do like...
Archery.
Those potato bag runs.
No, it's like we talk about AI, we talk about things that we should worry about, the inspiration and the optimism around it. We see new models, secret projects that have not been revealed. It's like a knowledge future cast. You knowledge up and you see around the corner.
And I think that's super smart. And I think a lot of artists should follow your lead, because with AI, while exciting, it can be terrifying. Like, what would you do if somebody took the Black Eyed Peas voices and the AI and started recording all these random songs?
Imagine you're Leonardo da Vinci, or you're a painter during the Renaissance, and it took you a while to make a painting. And then someone says, hey, yo, in the future, there's going to be like an instant paint where it's a contraption that just takes a picture of anything. It's going to be accurate. Are you afraid of the camera? Is it going to threaten your craft? Fact is, people still paint paintings. Fact is, people still have an imagination and that craftsmanship to be able to manifest an idea onto a canvas is still valued. It hasn't went away, no matter the technology that comes to take a picture of you making a painting. They could take a picture of your painting. They could make prints of your painting and duplicate them.
Which they do.
Does that mean that one painting that you made is less valuable? No, actually, it's more valuable. AI is going to make things, going to mimic things, but you going on stage and doing improv and speaking from your heart, AI is never going to do that.
You might be the first creative person that I've heard actually
embrace
it and evolve with it rather than be scared of it.
My instrument is the computer, okay? People, when they think of AI, they think of Terminator. Man, James Cameron told us about that back in the 80s, man. I could be like, okay. But George Lucas also told us about AI and robotics, too. And in this story, there's lots of different robots and lots of different AI. There's RTD2, who doesn't even speak English, but everybody understands. And then there's like 3CPO, who can't even move his freaky elbows. And there's all these different types of robots and AI. But then there's a Jedi. So are you going to not have faith in humanity's growth because of something else that's going to push us to grow further and not see that we will be Jedis? Or are we just going to be civilians and this robot's just going to be come and take over? Forget your limitation on what you think humanity is, like we're stifled, like we're not going to grow past this point. We're going to grow past this point, but something's going to push us to grow that far. This entry of a hyper intelligence that's going to push us to be spiritually intelligent. Ta-da!
Damn, when you share this theory with other artists, are they like, Will I Am, you need to shut up about that. we are scared and no.
Nah, the ones that are afraid were always afraid. They just didn't know what they were afraid of. But fear is fear. You can't knock somebody for being fearful. You just got to be like, okay, well, let me try to give you as much information and inspiration as possible to get you out of that fear perspective.
Dude, you are an interesting dude.
Is there anything that you are fearful of?
I'm fearful that we as people aren't protected because lack of governance and regulations around AI. So AI is not the issue.
Got it.
It's the lack of regulations and governance.
Man, that makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, this went way deeper than I thought we were going to get. I just thought we were going to be talking about Britney. I appreciate your time, man.
I do, too. That was fascinating. Thank you.
Will I Am, man. I know you're super busy. You're getting ready to go on the road, like you just said. So thank you for your time. Good luck with the song also, man. I wish really, really great things for you. And hope to see you on the beach again in Copacabana, man.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much. And all the Britney fans out there, thank you guys so much for all that you do for Britney. You guys are a fan base that every single artist. Marvel's over. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. And all the fans for Black Eyed Peas, thank you guys. It's an honor to be on this show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
The Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial is coming to your TVs. So Netflix just shared a trailer for their upcoming 3-part docuseries. It's going to be called Depp v. Heard, and it's going to completely do a deep dive into the case between this couple that is no longer together.
Can you please tell the jury why you're here today?
Ms. Heard accused me of abuse.
My ex-husband is suing me.
Brutal, cruel.
This is humiliating for any human being to go through.
And all false.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not.
On my side of the bed was human fecal matter.
So we're really going to get all the dirty details from this court case. And I think it'll be cool to see, like, the behind the scenes and, I mean, not behind the scenes in the sense that, like, you know, nothing that they couldn't share, but it'll be really fascinating.
Who's behind this?
It's on Netflix.
On Netflix. So Johnny Depp doesn't have anything to do with it. Amber Heard doesn't have anything to do with it. So it's not like one of their camps trying to push an agenda. It's just people doing a cash grab of this very salacious court case that played out in the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, people want to know more. So, of course, they're going to, like, jump on board with this.
Speaking of Johnny Depp, did we cover this a couple of days ago, this rumor that he was found unconscious in a hotel room in Budapest?
Oh, my God, no, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it just kind of, like, floated under the radar, right? But if you do a search, it's kind of all over the place.
Is he okay?
Oh, no, I didn't read the article.
maybe he saw the trailer and passed out. I don't know, because it's pretty juicy.
Why was Johnny Depp found unconscious in a hotel in Budapest? Johnny Depp found unconscious in Budapest hotel. Johnny Depp band reportedly canceled their Budapest concert because he passed out.
He's on tour with his rock band, forced to cancel their show in Budapest because of a problem with Johnny Depp. All we have heard is that Depp was so bad that he couldn't even leave the hotel. We also heard that they called a doctor to see if he had something worse, or they were just overreacting like they overreact to rock stars.
Gosh, well, this is how I find out that Johnny Depp has a rock band. I didn't know that before. Yeah. That's the news that I took from that. Well, I hope he's okay.
And I hope his band is doing well.
Thoughts and prayers, my guy.
Yeah, it just kind of floated under the radar, so I don't know if it was dismissed as a rumor, or because if it was real news, you would think that it would be more of a headline.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I want to go back to his band right quick, which I just Googled because it's called the Hollywood Vampires. It's a super group, and it's got Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry in it.
Wow.
How is this not the biggest rock band?
Right?
Yeah, it's just basically guys that are friends that wanted to get together and have some fun, and they created a band.
Well, you're so cash about it. Like, these are some of the biggest names in music from at least back in the day. And I feel like nobody heard about them.
Hello, Johnny Depp passed out in a hotel room. He was unconscious. Hello.
I've known about him. Oh. So that's
You are a rock queen.
Yeah, classic rock. I would not go watch that band.
So it's a 3-part docuseries, and it comes out not too far from now. It's coming out on August 16th. Okay, the Burt Show cast didn't know this until literally right now, but you're all graduating. So we're going to find out who the smartest is from a new study from College Rover. So College Rover just listed the top artists in order that are listened to by students with the highest GPAs.
I'm sorry, did you say Harvard?
Harvard. No, College Rover.
Oh, okay. College Rover. Okay.
Yeah, exactly the same thing.
Yeah, right. I thought you might have said Yale or Harvard to give it some credibility.
The highly acclaimed College Rover. This is a study that's been going viral on the Twitter. Okay. People have been retweeting this.
You know College Rover's not a college, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Joke about Harvard.
They just do the studies on all the students.
The College of Rover University.
You know its cousin, Red.
Is what?
Red Rover.
Oh my God.
So I asked all the Burt Show members what your top 3 artists were, and now we're going to find out who ranks amongst the smartest according to critically acclaimed College Rover.
Did you ask what our favorite were or what we've been playing the most?
Your top 3 artists. So the thing I just texted you guys 30 minutes ago.
What we've listened to the most in the past year.
Okay. Yes. So graduating without honors will be intern Mikey, Kristen, and Bert. Kristen loves Tom Petty, the Beatles, and Beyonce, all of which icons, not on the top 15 list. Mikey loves some old country, Merle Haggard, Billy Strings, all great artists, not on the list. Bert, you like AJR, Eminem, and MGK, great artists, not on the list.
What do you mean students say aren't listening to the Beatles and Merle Haggard? That's random.
Graduating cum laude, intern Kayla, One of her top artists is J. Cole. He's number 15 on the list. Also, Mo, number 11, Drake, one of your top artists on the list. Graduating summa cum laude, Cassie, me, and intern Carly, our top artists, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and The Weeknd, all coming in the top spots on the list. And our valedictorian is going to intern Carly, whom has the top two spots. Taylor Swift is number one. The Weeknd is number two. Both of those are her top artists.
Makes sense.
Got it.
Congratulations, graduates. Congrats. Now we know who the most academically inclined are on the show. For more stories, head to thebertshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Get it. The Bert Show.
She's mad at you. She's disappointed in you. She just doesn't know who you are.
I don't know who to direct my anger towards. I have all this anger, and I don't know who to spew it upon, but there's somebody.
How about that Oppenheimer dude?
No, I don't know.
People are mad at him.
I'm pretty mad at him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's a pretty easy target.
I don't think me getting mad at him over the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is who I need to direct this anger towards.
Well, you can't be mad at Mickey Mouse.
You want to bet?
That ain't cool.
You want to bet?
That is really not cool.
Listen, the only thing that can produce a talking mouse is copious amounts of radiation. All right? This is his fault.
It got it. All right. So, I don't know where my son got the desire for Mickey. My husband and I have never discussed Disney, have never discussed Mickey. Yes, Winnie the Pooh, who's part of the Disney family, is his nursery, it's not even a nursery anymore because he's not a baby.
You know, you only have like 17 years.
Oh, man.
That you can spend quality time with that kid.
16. So I'm trying to figure out why all of a sudden he has this desire to watch the Mickey Mouse Club.
Middle finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could it possibly be the Disney shirt that you're wearing right now that has ignited his desire to watch Disney?
No, because it's Mickey. Like, he can't read, so he doesn't know, like, what Bert's Big Adventure is all about. So this would not make any sense to him. He, all of a sudden, said, I won't watch Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
I won't watch Mickey Mouse. And I'm like, where did this come from? So we put on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and when I say this cartoon is like nails on a chalkboard for me. Katie, if you can get it ready. If I hear them call Toodles one more time, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. Infuriating. I'm seriously wanting to unalive somebody. He's always been a huge Bluey fan. And then we took him to the aquarium. So he got really into like Blue Planet and watching Planet Earth and Blue Planet. Totally down for that, right? Even started watching My Octopus the Teacher. Totally down for that. I don't know where Mickey has come from. We asked his summer camp, like, hey, when you guys are doing snacks and taking like a little air conditioning break, are you guys watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Nope. I asked Katie, who occasionally babysits Jimmy, are you watching it? Nope. Asked the other babysitter, have you watched it? Nope. I have no idea who planted this seed, but I'm going to physically hurt them.
How long have you been prejudiced against the mouse community? Is this a new thing?
It is a new thing. It is. It started like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and we have no idea where it came from.
My kids have recently gotten into Mickey Mouse Clubhouse as well and can confirm nails on a chalkboard, but you need to be glad it's not one other show that they've gotten into, and that Blippi, I know their parents in their cars, never put Blippi on in your house. Just trust me. Don't do it.
Is it possible? Is he on like YouTube Kids time to time?
No.
So he's not seeing ads for it?
No.
The TV shows that you're watching aren't showing ads for Mickey?
There's no ads.
I don't know.
That's probably Hazel. That's probably my daughter.
Is this the Blippi you're referring to?
Yes.
This man is terrifying.
Oh, get him away from me.
I don't know anything about Blippi. We don't have Blippi in our house. All I know is we have gone from the lovable, adorable healer family that is Bluey, and now I'm being forced to watch Mickey. And I'm going as far as to changing the profiles on our Disney Plus. So Bart has a profile. I'm creating my own profile because I don't want the Mickey Mouse stuff to pop up and be there for him to see when I click on it so I can try to navigate around it.
Doesn't he hang out with other kids in the neighborhood? Like maybe it's other kids talking about Mickey Mouse. So when he says, I want Mickey Mouse, it's because he's heard other kids talking about it. Maybe not necessarily because he's seen it.
He says, I want to watch Mickey Mouse.
But so, if they're like, I watch Mickey Mouse,
I don't know.
This is just a rite of passage for a parent. And again, I know you hate this saying. F your feelings. Your kid wants Mickey Mouse. This is just a series of different events that he's going to go through that are going to absolutely drive you crazy.
I feel that.
Until he takes off. In 16 years, which you only really, really have him for 16 years.
So he'll get up from his nap or right before he goes down for his nap. He wants mama lap. So he'll sit in my lap. And I sit there and I watch multiple episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, man.
And it... is so mind-numbingly painful.
How many episodes did I have to sit through Blue's Clues and The Wiggles when my kids were younger? But damn it, you just got to sit there and gut it out.
No, you don't. If I come home and Blippi is on, I wait for the episode to finish, and then I say, we're watching something else, and my daughter will be like, why? And I said, Mama doesn't like Blippi, so we're not going to watch it.
You keep it real.
I have no problem, because I don't want to teach them that they have to suffer in silence if they don't like something, so I'm not going to yank them away with it. And if she says, please, can we watch one more? Of course you can watch one more. Thank you for saying please, but... that's going to turn off because my mental health matters too, and I can't be a good mother if I am feeling overstimulated by Blippi.
True enough.
That is not protocol in our house.
All right, let's help another teacher clear their wish list today.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Bird Show, clear my wish list.
So teachers, they got to pay for their decoration supplies, books sometimes, on average $750 out of their own pocket. So we take a look at these teachers' wish lists. We share them with you, hoping that you will buy an item or two off their wish list.
I want to nominate a teacher to have her list fulfilled. The teacher that I would love to nominate is Margaret Alyssa Graham. She teaches third grade at Canongate Elementary School. What I wanted to say about Alyssa is that we met when she was working at my daughter's daycare center 10 years ago, and she was going through college at the time to become a teacher. And now 9 years later, she's still my daughter's favorite teacher. She is a single mom who not only put herself through school, working two jobs of daycare, and she was a server in the nighttime and the evenings at La Hacienda. Last year, she missed much of the year because she had to go through chemo. This is a 33-year-old mother of two boys that had to endure this just a few years after getting her degree and starting teaching. She is just a tremendous influence for the kids, and it has been such an honor knowing her as a woman, as a friend, and watch her rise up and just overcome. And she just really deserves recognition, and she's just way too humble to even ask for it. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm asking for her. If we could fill a wish list for her, it would just be a small way of giving back to her, because she has really gone through so much, and she's given so much of herself, even when she had the toughest times and not very much to give.
So Alyssa's gone through it here, man. If she's got any extra money, it's probably going to medical bills. So if you can help her out, again, she is in Sharpsburg, and she could really use some help on these decorations.
Something I've noticed about this particular wish list is because she's gone through cancer, and she's recovering from cancer, and she's now cancer-free. There's a lot of cleaning supplies on here. It's a lot of disinfectant, everything you can name, and I think that's also for the health of her students and also for her own health as well.
If you can just buy one item today, that'd be great. And we get a whole bunch of you guys together tomorrow morning. We can come in here and we can say that we cleared that wish list. And that is up online right now at thebirdshow.com.
Thanks for listening. Get more Bird Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Bird Show.